My work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. I've killed Image, made Marvel suck my cock, and put a murdering rapist behind bars for life. And now, Todd Sheets has turned me loose on Jackalope Radio. So get ready, because we're about to find out if you can survive a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
Woo, I don't know if you people have been watching the news lately, but I think this episode of Heart Attack should be called the I Told You So episode. Remember last week, Josh? I believe we've been talking for the last, I don't know, a month and a half about how the NSA spying program around the world is going to affect trade negotiations with the rest of the world. And guess what's happened? Oh, the whole world is so fucking pissed at us that Germany and the biggest trade organization that we deal with in Europe has said, you know what? We don't want to negotiate with American companies anymore because we can't tell if you're spying on us. And let me tell you folks why that's important, because when you go into a negotiation at the table for business, you want to know that your conversations with your side of the table remain on your side of the table. Now, if you're dealing with an American company, and we know that Google is neck deep in business with the NSA, Yahoo's neck deep in business with the NSA, our major entertainment networks, especially CBS and ABC, are net deep in government. Oh, and that's right, NBC is owned by GE. Oh, and what about the Fox company? Because, you know, these companies all want to cater to American wishes and get certain laws passed. So perhaps these companies that have unreasonable access to our government might have an unfair advantage at the negotiating table. And
you
the rest
like
of the
Halliburton?
World. Yeah, exactly. Like Halliburton, maybe. These people have... We've been talking about this for at least a month and a half, and now all of a sudden it's in the mainstream news again. So, I told you so, motherfuckers. You should listen to me. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. I got half a fucking brain.
Hart,
Josh,
this
what
stuff
do you think
always,
about
Hart, this stuff always starts in the underground. It always starts with the... And I'm using the quotes that they would call us inconsequential reporters, which is what we would be to somebody like Ted Koppel or whatever. And it always starts with us. They let us do all the legwork, and then they go, we are breaking a huge national story. And the problem with that is, to your average person, they get it from NBC News, Fox News, etc. And then they think that was where it originated, and then they think they hear us, and they go, oh, these guys are just copying what they heard on Nightline.
Yeah, let me tell you folks something. If you don't understand how unfair this relationship is at the negotiating table, let me put it to you this way. I own American Horrors, which is a 24-hour uncut horror channel. Now, as I run this, I'm allied with Alki David. And, oh, gee, I don't know. I mentioned about a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, how what's happening in America is our justice system is unfairly crushing down on Alki David services, while at the same time, Arrow, a company owned by an American company, well, gee, they're winning the same judgments and they're going to do all that they want in America. And I said that what's going on here is that these companies are using their insider status to lock Alki out of the market so they can set up their exact same service that Alki's already doing, and they want to set it up and charge the public a shitload of fucking money. And guess what I see right here in front of me, Josh?
Well, if it's the article you sent me, I already know.
Yes, DirecTV, Time Warner Cable, and Charter are all looking to start up their own Arrow, I'm sorry, Film On knockoffs. That's right, guys. They are looking to do this on their own. Gee, are they doing something like they're using their ability, their relationship in the government, their relationship with American justices to block Alki? Do you think that sounds like what's going on here, Josh?
It sounds like Alki is being cut out because Arrow was willing to play more. That Arrow is willing to give them a better percentage, and Arrow is willing to play by their rules, where Alki's kind of going, I'm a billionaire. Fuck you. I don't need your shit.
No, man, it's not even that. Alki is playing the game by their rules. He is following the law to the letter. But here's the difference. Alki isn't an American. Philmon is not owned by an American. Arrow is owned by Barry Diller. Who's Barry Diller?
Barry Diller seems to be, well, he was a former media executive of Fox and USA and Paramount and Viacom, which owns MTV and all the other Showtime that.
So what my understanding here is that Arrow, which has the exact same service as Philmon, only Arrow's charging money for it and Philmon's service is free. That's right. Philmon.com has the same service as Arrow, only it's fucking free. So what's going on here? American companies like Viacom, who Alki's at war with over their piracy problems and their CBS, their piracy problems over at download.com, that American companies don't want to discuss, Alki's being locked out. And it's a service that's good for Americans. This is a free service here. It doesn't cost anybody any money. But to protect DirecTV's and Time Warner's market and Charter's market, they're going to cost American consumers more money. Because let's face it, if you've seen South Park recently, you might have seen the whole issue where the South Park parents get locked out of seeing their murder porn. And they go in and they find out, oh, they've only got one cable company in town. And they don't seem to give a fuck about good service for what you pay for. Which is what happens to me a lot with this Time Warner stuff. A lot of times I'm very disappointed in my Time Warner service. Very disappointed. So what we see here, folks, is I think this episode of Heart Attack is going to be the I told you so fucking episode. So we're talking about shit that's very real and we're proving to be born right, Josh. Yet again, well, yet again,
but,
yet again.
But you got to remember. The mainstream, and I'm even going to include stuff like The Daily Show in that as part of the mainstream for this.
And Daily
argument.
Show is owned and run by Viacom. Viacom.
Yes, Viacom. But the mainstream, which we'll call NBC News, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, all of that, they get their sources from the underground. Yet they don't want to credit the underground. And yes, Hart, we are the underground. We very much are. And they look to us to do the legwork, as I said before, but they want to take all the credit. And then want to pass it on to their corporate masters so they can get a good boy out of it.
So remember that, folks. Your government is being used to fuck you over by major corporations yet again in the I told you so parade. And this NSA bugging thing goes hand in hand. So you go, oh, Hart, this NSA bugging thing, how does that reference trade? Well, gee, I don't know, when you've got companies like Facebook and the police working together, a high-ranking official from the Chicago Police Department told attendees at a law enforcement conference that his agency has been working with a security chief at Facebook to block certain users from the site, quote, if it is determined they have posted what is deemed criminal content. Now, that is a very chilling statement, because who gets to decide what is or is not criminal content? And even if it is a criminal content, well, First Amendment, motherfuckers, why can't you post this shit? And so what they're looking to do is they are looking for a way to, I don't know, block people from reporting about a certain occurrence of a certain event, like maybe, I don't know, police brutality issues might be blocked from being posted. Because I don't know about you, Josh, but I've been noticing on YouTube for the last 2-3 weeks, when I try to watch political content videos on YouTube, man, they don't play. They don't play shit.
They have a lot of problems, but do you know what's really funny? Do you know what the definition of a criminal conspiracy is? Collusion between one or more parties to do harm to the overall good.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that then by definition what Facebook colluding with the police, and that's what they're doing to try and stop people from staging legal protests? And it is collusion. That falls under the legal definition of criminal conspiracy. So the cops are allowed to break the law, but not the rest of us. Don't you love America?
So essentially, Apple right now is working on a patented software that would allow the police officers to kill your Apple iPhone if you were perhaps digitally recording any infraction that a police officer might be doing, perhaps abuse or beating people up, like, I don't know, maybe beating up a woman who's pregnant, or, I don't know, beating up a press reporter, I don't know, something like that. Because what we see here is, I'm going to quote this article here directly. And the article I'm quoting, guys, so you understand where I'm reading from, is RT.com. What this quote is it's about what these guys are working on. Increasingly in discussion in workshops held by and for top police executives throughout the world, which are mostly U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom, with others like Nigeria, among a total of 13,000 representatives of law enforcement community in Philadelphia for this event. What they were talking about is widely available from vendors were technologies and department policies that allow agencies, that is police agencies, to block content, users, and even devices. For example, geofencing software that allows departments to block service to a specified device when the device leaves an established virtual geographic perimeter. The capability is a basic function of advanced mobile technologies like smartphones or OnStar type features that link drivers through GIS to central assistance centers and automated infrastructure and other hardware, including unmanned aerial systems that must sense and respond. So what we're talking about is drone spies. They're going to spy on you. Geofencing. So let's say, I don't know, your Mercedes would turn itself off if it went too far out of their perimeter. And they're going to use OnStar tracking of your car. So all you fucking jackasses uploaded your navigator and your OnStar on your new car, you're a fucking idiot. Because when you go ahead and you hit your contract, your registration to set up your OnStar, you give every car company the right to track you.
Oh, hell yeah. It's right in the commercials. It's right in the commercials. Have you ever seen that commercial where the girl is flipped over and all she does is hit OnStar and the woman on the other end, we've got an ambulance coming to you? How did they know where she was flipped over?
So here's the question, guys. Facebook is working with them. Facebook's reportedly handing over our data to government agencies at no cost. They're blocking users from posting on its website simply because the police asked them to. This is really fucking scary, guys, and this is where we're heading. It's truly frightening to me, Josh. I mean, this, and it's right out in the open. It's not like it's a secret, guys. This is happening every day, everywhere. It's a real issue we need to deal with. Doesn't it? I mean, Josh and I have talked about having problems with posting political content. We've had problems with stalkers online, and there's also issues of not only is Facebook turning over your data, but Facebook also enables fake personalities, sock puppets, for government spy agencies to get online and to beat down people like Josh and I, to beat down the truth, to fill the web with disinformation. And that is what they do, and Facebook makes it fucking easier for them. I mean, dude, aren't you fucking shitting your goddamn pants?
See, here's the thing, Hart. As much as I look, go back to what I said earlier in this episode about how we are the underground and the mainstream news, in quotes, uses us. At the same time, they want to keep us down because we have contacts they don't. That makes the underground dangerous, Hart. The underground needs to keep running for the mainstream to keep running. And that's what they don't seem to understand. They want to stomp us out, not realizing, or fully realizing, I guess, how much damage that will do to news gathering.
Well, there's a war on right now, Josh. There's a serious war on reporters happening around America and around the world, actually. And after we go to the song, we're going to come back and talk about that. But I really want to get back to this Facebook thing before we go real quick. Man, this, we've talked a lot about Facebook working with the police. Last week, we talked about Google being used by law enforcement without a warrant to peer into people's private lives, their private property. And these are real issues. You add them all up. You know, you add up the law enforcement presence on Facebook. You add up the law enforcement presence on Google. You add up all this NSA surveillance crap and the fact that 35 of the world's leaders are being spied upon. And Obama is just lying upon lying. I didn't know. I didn't know. So are you a dumb fucking clown who didn't fucking know? Are you being played or are you just lying to us? Because I don't know which is worse. The idea that you're a dumb fucking clown or a fucking liar. Which are you, President Obama? Are you a dumb fucking clown or are you just a liar? Because it seems to me that we've established that you lie quite a bit. You lie like a motherfucker. And who's going to get into office after you? Now that we know these elections are completely bought off, completely paid for, we even have our own ex-president Jimmy Carter coming out and saying, hey, Congress is bought and paid for, guys. It's bad, man. Things are really dark and scary, and we need to pay attention to what our government's doing Because we can change this, guys. We can fucking change it. And you know what, man? I just want these assholes out of my life. I want Facebook, these people reading into my mail, trying to get into my life. I want you to get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of my life, you cocksuckers.
Troubles. When you came around, my drinks they turned into doubles. Say you love me at least 50 times a day, but if you really love me, there ain't nothing to say.
That was Junkyard with Clean the Dirt. You're listening to Heart Attack. And for the people at home during that break, we're having lots of weird technical difficulties here. We're getting all kinds of microphone interference here on Skype that neither one of us understand. And guess what, guys? It's completely different than last week's fucking bullshit. Everything's fine on my computer. I've had my computer checked out by my bug tech, and everything's going good on my side. Because guess what, guys? We're finding out that the government has a war happening right now on reporters around the world. Now, you think this NSA spying is just about spying on bad guys and criminals. Well, guess what? If you're a two-time Pulitzer nominee for a major Washington, D.C. newspaper, that's not going to protect you either. Can you imagine that? The Pulitzer fucking Prize. This person has been nominated. Reporter Audrey Hudson had federal agents storm her home. Now, you got to love this, guys. They had about six dudes show up, six officers show up in full body armor. They get at her home at 4:30 in the morning. What the fuck is that about? They had a search warrant, and they said that they were there to investigate about her husband. Okay. Now, the idea was he's currently employed as an ordnance technician for the Coast Guard. Ooh, that sounds like a real scary guy to me, doesn't it, Josh? I think you really need to have an armed fucking raid. And the idea was he had some kind of thing against him, like in the 80s, where he had some kind of resisting arrest charge. And so now they think, oh, he might have a gun, so they're going to go have a raid. And they had a warrant to look and see if he owned any firearms. The ordnance officer from the Coast Guard, they raided his house to see if he had firearms. Sounds pretty fucking stupid to me, but guess what? They were there really to investigate the reporter because apparently she'd been doing a lot of investigation on corruption in the Federal Air Marshals Program. And guess what all these police officers seized in their home? Did they find any guns? Oh no, they didn't find any guns. But they grabbed all of her personal notes. Now, the warrant didn't cover notes. When you get a warrant, guys, they are looking for certain things. So the idea with a warrant is you're supposed to look for this certain property. You do not get to just take anything you want. It's not a fucking shopping sale. It's not Black Friday. A warrant is a legal document that gives you very serious rights to go into somebody's home, their private property, and take a look around for criminal activity. And what did they take? Oh, her notes on the TSA. Oh, what did they take? All of her information about whistleblowers. That's right, guys. The Department of Homeland Security and the Transportation Security Administration came in as part of this, and the cops gave all of her confidential information to that, which is illegal. It's not part of the warrant. They took her notes without her knowledge and without legal authority to do so. The search warrant they presented said nothing about walking out of there with a single sheet of paper, but they walked out of there with fucking buckets load. Interesting.
And then when she tried to get them returned to her, they were told, we can't return these to you until we verify that you acquired them legally. Because we think, even though we weren't looking for them legally, we think you might have stole them. So we might be onto something big. Yeah, yeah, that's it.
And,
so not
and you're
only
a fucking
was it...
reporter. How can you steal anything? Your job as a reporter is to investigate. That is your fucking job.
Uh-huh. But here's the thing, Hart. They wanted to do two things to her with this. One, they wanted to find out her confidential sources. And two, they wanted to deprive her of those confidential sources so she couldn't write about them. Funny, the department that she was investigating is the same department that sent the SWAT team there. Isn't that funny how that works out?
So you're good enough to work for the Coast Guard handling ordnance. And if you don't know what ordnance is, that means shit that blows up, you dumb fucks at home. So he's an officer in the Coast Guard who handles live ammunition. But they raided his home on a fucking gun charge? Are you fucking kidding me? This is also about
like charge from 1989.
It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Absolutely bullshit. And this is again, Josh, what are they doing? Sending a chilling message to other reporters because this isn't the only fucking reporter. Oh yeah, that's right. Over in Alabama, another anti-corruption fighting reporter, a guy who fights corruption in the police and in government, was grabbed out of his garage and beaten up and maced. And this isn't like some kind of big scary dude. This is an old gray-haired dude, balding gray-haired guy. And they went in there on charges stemming from his refusal to obey a judge's order to stop writing about an alleged affair involving Robert J. Riley Jr. An attorney who is part of Alabama's most prominent political family. So do you think, folks at home, that this political family used jackbooted thugs to go to his house and beat his ass and arrest him? And not only that, guys, but how can a judge order you to stop writing about something?
That's what I was going to say. That's freedom of the press right there. But to be fair, this is the same judge who said, I get to make the laws. They do not apply to me. Remember that whole we're putting the Ten Commandments in the courthouse nonsense from like late 90s or 2000s? That's this judge. The one that said, church and state? No. I say God will be in this courthouse. But he outright said, the federal government does not tell me what to do. Hey, judge? Yes, they do.
You guys can read up on this on yourselves for yourselves at the justice-integrity.org. It's Justice Integrity Project. Read up on it yourself, guys. This is really important stuff. Schuler's wife told her had told the reporter that on this story that her husband was beaten and arrested by four deputies in their garage at about 6 p.m. in the evening after he returned home from his blogging at a public library. Ridiculous. Now this woman's terrified. She's fucking terrified, locked up in her house, and the guy Schuler is still in jail without bond as of the morning of October 29th. What the fuck, guys? What the fuck is going on that this guy can be grabbed? And there's a whole news blackout. You don't hear about this in mainstream media anywhere. Where's the Daily Show on this? Oh, they'll be about a month behind talking about this one.
But here's the thing. Here's something else that you mentioned, but you glossed over. They were waiting for him in his garage. You know, when police stage a raid on someone's house, they don't break into your garage, wait for you in the dark until you come home, and then jump you in your garage. That's how the mafia does it.
These police officers, Hart. In Alabama, mind you, this happened in Alabama, and this dude, you can see the photograph. He's got a fucking black eye. They maced him. What's that all about? I mean, really, and what were they there for, Josh? Why were they there to arrest him? What did he do?
He violated the judge's order to stop writing about something, which is illegal on its face because, fuck you, that's called freedom of the press. I can write about any goddamn thing I want, and you cannot tell me, no, this guy is politically connected, so you're not allowed to write about his affair. Okay. That's illegal right there. But then the judge just sends his jackbooted thugs down there. Hart,
it's really fucked up, man.
This is
not
just illegal.
And what does he write about? What does Roger write about? Roger Schuler, he writes about judicial, prosecutorial, and police misconduct across Alabama and the Deep South. That's what he writes about. He writes about police corruption, and his work has been reprinted in full by Op-Ed News, Salon, Fire Dog Lake, among other sites. And what the fuck? Fuck is going on where police get to go beat up reporters? What the fuck is happening over what? A political family that's upset because he's writing about an affair? Oh, give me a break. That's gossipy bullshit. Is that really worth risking the careers of these officers? And what were these officers thinking by going and doing this? How fucking ridiculous. Like, we're not going to know. We're not going to find out about this. And you know what? The cops who did this, you're a blot on the eye of every fucking cop out there. There's a lot of good cops out there. And you corrupt assholes, fuck it up for everybody. You fuck it up for every good cop out there. I got a lot of good cop friends out there, and you make their lives more difficult. You turn the public against them. You fuck shit up for them by doing corrupt, fucked up shit like beating up officers. I mean, beating up reporters. It's fucked up, man. And you know what? You are within your control. You could say, you know what? I ain't gonna do that. Because that's what we really depend on in this country, guys. We're really depending on you good cops. We really are. You're in a position of authority. You are in a position of authority. And we really depend on you to do what is right. You know what is right. You know it's wrong to go beat up a reporter. Ha, ha, ha. Let's go kick his ass and mace a reporter. Or grab this other lady's fucking husband who's a fucking Coast Guard employee. I mean, give me a fucking break. This is bullshit here. And you guys know better. You know better. I expect more from my law enforcement officers. I expect more. When you put on that badge, when you put on that uniform, you are leading from the front, motherfucker. You don't get to say, do as I say, not as I do. You're the man in blue. You're the authority figure. You need to really question what some of these politicians ask you to do. We need more whistleblowers, more records, more fucking wiretapping of the real crooks, these scumbags in suits. I see it here in my backyard, here in Highland Park, here in Los Angeles. We see it all the fucking time. And the news is bought and paid for. They're not reporting on this until when, Josh? When guys like you and I make enough fucking noise.
But I got a question for you, though. Okay, we're talking about the officers. How is this judge this nuts? Where this is, I mean, he's been investigated seven times by the Justice Department. for misconduct on the bench. How is he still a judge?
Seriously, man. Seriously.
I mean, why is it so difficult to get a sitting judge removed when they're clearly... I mean, he's not even hiding the fact that he's fucking corrupt anymore, Art.
Mm-hmm.
Not even hiding it.
Well, you know, Karl Rove's involved in some of this stuff. Our good old buddy, the Republican, apparently he's got a lot of fingers in the Deep South and in Alabama. I guess Rove helped orchestrate the criminal prosecution on flimsy charges of prominent Democrats across the nation, especially in Deep South states. And did Shuler write about this stuff? The best-known victim was former Alabama Governor Don Siegelman, the state's leading Democrat. Rove pressured U.S. attorneys who were fired if they did not comply. The story then has been to track the deeds of prosecutors, as in Alabama, who pursued weak cases for crass career gain, and who also used their position to fuck up the press. We are seeing a real war all over the country. When you've got a two-time Pulitzer Award nominee being harassed, these motherfuckers feel no fear. They think they got you. They got you wrapped up in face fuck. They're watching your house on Google fucking spy maps. They got you, man. And you better get off your fucking ass. You better get off your fucking ass, America, because they want a piece of you and they're going to bury you deep, man. They got a lot of private prisons out there and they make money for every person they put in there, whether they did a crime or not. And they don't give a fuck. You need to get up, America. You got to get up off your fucking ass because we have a lot of work to do.
I can't necessarily blame these people, but in a way I kind of do.
Blame what people?
The reporters. In a lot of these cases, once they get beat up, once they get jailed, they do back down. So that sends the message from people like Rove and these judges, works. If we intimidate enough people, it scares them. Because, yes, it's easy for me, not being harassed right now, to say, God damn it, stand up and fight. Don't give up. But it's not my ass being raped in prison. It's not my ass that's been taken away from my family. It's not my ass that's been beat. So I don't know if I would have the intestinal fortitude to be able to do what I'm asking others to do right now. That said, somebody's got to stand up and not be intimidated.
You know, Josh, there we go with your microphone being a problem again. Your mic is flaring up like crazy. And on that note, folks, talking about NSA spying and Microsoft weirdness, we're going to get into that when we come back from the break, guys. I'm Hart Fisher. With me's Josh Hadley. And you're suffering through another heart attack.
Good evening, Count Crazy Craig here. Halloween time is upon us. That means that I'll be taking over for Crazy Craig, that bastard, and his show Super Rock Sunday. Calling it Scary Rock Sunday. Some 7,000 supercharged seconds of scary stuff, some ghost stories, and stoner rock, and doom, and whatever the hell I feel like playing. It is my show. We will not be on live any Sunday soon, so you can go to http://... Crazy Craig. That's CrazyCraig dot podomatic podomatic.com. And don't forget to keep the lights on because it's so scary. Ooh.
At American Horrors, you can watch horror movies for free all night and all day, 7 days a week at filmon.com. Premiering this October on American Horrors, Bo Hopkins faces off against Bigfoot in Snow Beast. Harvey Keitel hunts a cop-killing madman in Corrupt. Rachel Ward fights to survive a knife-wielding killer in Night School. Plus, Blood on Satan's Claw, Demonoid, Night of the Seagulls, Satan's Sadus, and the return of Count Crazy Craig, the Count of Party. Be the first fiend on your block arrested for wearing the American Horrors Asshole Remover t-shirt, only for monsters with big balls. Available for just $24.95 at AmericanHorrors.com.
We'll be right back. shit, cause it don't matter to me. We don't want no advances, and we don't need guarantees, cause all I want is some whiskey, and I want it for free. Four walls and the alcohol makes me wanna stay. Buy some booze in the afternoon, that's just part of my day. We came, we saw, we drank. We came, we saw, we drank. Ricky Vodka, big guitar.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. I'm Hart D. Fisher, and yes, I'll say it again, Josh Hadley is with me, and we're having some trouble with his microphone. Don't know what's up, but hey, Skype has been purchased by Microsoft, and we're going to talk about some shit that Microsoft is pulling. Maybe not Microsoft, but Bill Gates. Josh, you're actually the guy who sent me this article. It's all about Common Core. What the fuck is Common Core? I don't even know what it is.
I didn't send you that article, so I'd have no idea.
Did you read it?
No, because I didn't send it to you, so I have not seen it.
Ah, it was in the mail that I sent you on all the articles to read before we did the show.
Oh, I did not see that. Why do I not seem to have it? I don't seem to have an email from you about shit to read.
Yeah, read these for HA26, the I Told You So episode.
I do not have that.
Wait a minute. I sent it yesterday at 3:51 p.m.
I don't have anything. The last thing I have from you is a thing where we were talking about those people, the Dr. Blood and that.
Okay.
That's the last thing I have from you.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
All right, guys. We were going to go into this whole article here, and Josh and I are looking for an email that I sent him yesterday. And frankly, I've been a little concerned about information like this on an email. I haven't really wanted to title in my subject, read these for heart attack and be prepared. All right? I normally don't put this in a subject head, but gee, the day I do, the day I actually put that in the subject head is the day Josh doesn't get those emails.
I just checked my spam folder too. I don't have it.
So you don't have an email from that, huh?
No, the last email I had is the Dr. Blood Eric Morse thing.
See, guys, we're not kidding. There is some fucking weird, wacky shit going down here, and now emails are fucking disappearing. And they just happen to be all the articles I wanted Josh to be on top of. And what we're talking about now is something called Common Core. And what Common Core is, it's a federal government program. and the federal government has been bribing and bullying state governments into collecting private data on students for use by the U.S. Department of Education and other parts of the government. Despite the establishment efforts to downplay the links, the outrage surrounding both schemes, removing local control of schooling through dubious national standards and vacuuming up information on America's children, continues to grow nationwide. This data mining component of the establishment's education reform agenda is right in our face, guys. They're tracking your kids. We already know, we already talked about, they've got guys online that could be child molesters, you don't know, that could be foreign terrorists, you don't know, but $40,000 a year is being spent. Instead of hiring a teacher, they're hiring a monitor on Facebook. That's already happening in Glendale. If you're a listener out there and it's happening in your school, I would love to know about it. And billionaire Bill Gates is a key financier behind Common Core, as well as a strong supporter of the United Nations and Planned Parenthood. And he's in the spotlight again for funding controversial technology to monitor and track students for data mining purposes. Get it? They want to have your kids under the computer thumb since they're children. It's disgusting. They have come up with these new technologies that they want to have on kids. Gates-funded technology has come up with a grant to develop galvanic skin response bracelets, which track the physiological reactions to measure of engagement of kids in the classroom. They have been testing this out in classrooms around the country through federally funded education programs. How do you like these? These are good. A facial expression camera used to capture facial expressions, a posture analysis seat, a pressure mouse, and a wireless skin conductance sensor strapped to students' wrists. What the fuck is that shit? And they want your kid to give a fingerprint or an iris scan so they could get their lunch program? Dude, this sounds so satanic, so Alex Jones prison planet, it's not even funny because I'm not fucking laughing. I take it deadly serious because the police presence in this country is off the hook. Earlier this summer, we had Los Angeles police raid a home and kill an 80-year-old man because they smelled chemicals. They smelled some chemicals that they thought could be used to make methamphetamine while standing outside the house.
First of all, what were they standing outside the house for?
Are you doing standing outside this house? And those chemicals that are used to make methamphetamine could be any caustic chemical. It could be anything. It's not like there's a meth chemical. You go, oh, smells like meth. It's not like weed, folks. It's not like you, oh, yeah, that's meth coming. There's meth in that house. You don't smell it like that. It's not the fucking same.
Also, in this case, they woke the owners up, which means this was happening late at night. Why are the cops just hanging around your house at 2 in the morning?
Exactly. It's 2 in the morning. The guy's 80. They fucking shoot this guy down. And in the kid's bedroom, the son's bedroom, they happen to find a little bit of marijuana. So since they found a little bit of marijuana, which for the first time in our polling history in this country, most Americans actually want to legalize, the police department says, oh, yes, a little bit of marijuana. That vindicates the raid. Well, let me tell you guys something. Marijuana don't smell like meth. Marijuana don't smell like meth chemicals. And so because they found a little bit of weed, they're saying, oh, there was definitely a drug operation in that house. And
I love that part. I love that part.
There's a dead man.
Because they find three joints, they word that as a drug operation. I fucking love that part.
Three fucking joints, man. Give me a fucking break. And a man's dead. An 80-year-old man who was asleep in his bed is dead now because of these scumbags. This is what I talk about when I say, if you're going to be a boy in blue, you have a lot of responsibility, man. You have a lot of life and death responsibility. What's that wife going to do? She lost her husband that she's been with for years, decades. What's she going to do now? What she's suing for money, but how's that going to help her? What about who doesn't have his fucking dad anymore? What the fuck, man? It's fucked up. And so they just think they can kill us anytime they want. They think they can beat up any reporter they want. They're using Facebook to watch us. They want to spy on your kids. And this isn't a conspiracy, folks. These are real things that are happening every day around the country. And we know right now all the world leaders are really, really upset. There's 35 world leaders, like, I don't know, the president of Mexico, president of Brazil, president of Germany, president. They're all really upset that they're being spied on relentlessly by the NSA. Now, isn't it funny, Josh, that those very same leaders did not scream for us, the regular people, the voting class? It seems to be okay to pick on us. It seems to be okay to bug us, but they scream like little fucking girls as soon as they find out they're tapped.
Because they considered themselves previously untouchable. Then to find out that Obama's tapping me too? Well, now you've gone too far, Hart.
Because they're the ruling class, folks. Remember that. You're being ruled now. You're being ruled. Your freedom of speech is being cut off at every turn. You think you're free to say what you want on Facebook? You're not. You think your posts that you put up on your little political page are going to be easily seen by everybody? Well, Facebook is steering posts where they want them to go. And since Facebook is working with the police, they're not going to allow you to get your police abuse column up. They're not going to allow your story about police abuses of reporters to be spread, because when I put this up on Heart Attack, I can see Facebook gives me a report on how many people look at things. And what I noticed is stuff about police abuse, they'll tell me, oh, one person saw this. Oh, no people saw this. They're steering it. They're steering it. They're steering what you see. All of this, all of it's about control. It's all about controlling you, controlling opinion, controlling about what people think, because it's very important to them. Very important to them. And they will crush anybody who gets in their way. Even if you got $1 billion like Alki David does, they're making his life fucking miserable because they want to control the media. And the web is the future of the media, where we have a level playing field. Now, they've been buying out reporters. They've been buying out. Oh, that's interesting. I had my face. I'm sitting here on the web and I'm looking at my various news stories, and on their own, the page moved. Very interesting, Josh. Very interesting. My hands are nowhere near a mouse. I'm here lecturing and talking and ranting, and all of a sudden, the page just scrolled down by itself. Very interesting stuff going on here, folks. And mind our words. Go back to SoundCloud or 1201beyond.com or jackaloperadio.com and go listen to the archives. Go listen to our archives, and you find out how many stories we have been dead on balls accurate about, because we are. We're very, very good at our job here. We do our research, and when we make a mistake, we try to correct it.
It's happened.
Yeah, we've made mistakes. And, you know, sometimes satire, man, you read it and go, is this fucking real? Because we live in an upside-down world. I can't believe live ammunition, live, like, bullets and shit and bombs and shit for the Coast Guard has the police raid his house on the idea that, he might have a gun.
Wait a minute.
That's fucking asinine.
That just made me think of something. So, as a member of the Coast Guard, isn't he cleared to have a sidearm as it is?
I would think so. This is why it's crazy.
So, wait a minute. Yeah, if he's cleared to have a sidearm, then why would the police want to raid his house for a possible 1989 resisting arrest charge that would say he can't have a gun because he handles ammunition.
He handles gun stuff.
Yeah.
All day for his fucking job. That's why this is horseshit, guys. And remember, when you go online, keep an eye on what people are writing about. There's a lot of sock puppets out there that are trying to confuse you. They're trying to trick you. That's the game here, guys. It's about perception. And the reason that we get fucked with is because we nail it, man. We fucking nail it. We keep to the core issue. Our audience is growing more and more. You could find us on the Twitter. You know, we're on Twitter. You could watch my horror channel anytime you want for free at filmon.com. Josh has got about 5 or 6 other goddamn shows on Jackalope, so he is a presence that cannot be denied.
I'm everywhere.
Exactly. He's everywhere. And we're going to keep this up. There's a lot of other people besides us out there that are a part of this. There's a lot of people in America. When you think you're alone and you think, oh, there's nothing but idiots around me. No, man, no. There's a lot of quiet. You ever heard of the silent majority? They're fucking out there. There's a lot of people that read. They just keep their opinion to themselves. And that's okay. But the time to stand up is happening. We had a major, major protest happen in Washington, D.C. over illegal NSA spying. Did we see any of that covered on the mainstream news at all, Josh?
Hell no. And what little bit was, the mainstream news has basically come out and said, the NSA spying is good. It keeps us nice and safe.
Yeah, that's what Bill Maher says, that fucking bought out piece of shit. You put me on your show, Bill. Put me on your show. I will tear a new asshole in you and every fucking guest you have next to me. Because you're all paper tigers, guys. You're all soft. You're soft and paid for. But at Heart Attack, we're coming from someplace different. We're coming from someplace real. Your policies affect us as human beings. What you do will change our children's lives forever. And we live in the really real world. You think you got this game tied up, but you're fucking wrong. The American people are a very strong people. They are a sleeping giant. And what you dumb fucks don't understand is they're waking up. They're waking up. So me and the rest of the new America, we're watching you. And there's more of us than there are of you.
Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.